Krishna. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, chapter 15 and text 3. Yadha just us prayanti muvepat samyanti come together srota vegena by the force of waves balukaha the small particles of sand samyujyante they are united viyujyante they are separated tatha similarly kalena by time dehinaha the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Thank you. So here in Sanskrit we have yatha and tatha, and usually yatha and tatha in Sanskrit or yatra and tatra means where there or here just as similarly. You remember this verse from Bhagavad Gita, yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partha danudara tatra shrir vijayo butir and so on. So it was yatra and tatra, and here we have yatha and tatha. Now it's okay, yeah? It's okay now? Okay, fine. So we have yatha, just us, tatha, similarly. So what is here similarly? Okay, there are small particles of sand, balukaha, and they are prayanti and samyanti, move apart and come together. Why they come together and they, why they move apart? Because of the force of waves. So you can imagine with the whole shore of Jagannath Puri beach, yeah? And there are huge waves during monsoon season, and they're all falling down to the shore, and they bring amazing amount of sands, and they wash them away. So there are balukaha, the small particles of sand, and by the force of waves, srotto vegena, they prayanti and samyanti, move apart and come together. And here we have dehinaha, and usually dehinaha means bodies. But here Srila Prabhupada translates dehinas, the living entities who have accepted material bodies. And what do? They samyujyante and viyujyante. They come together, they are united and they are separated. That is our verse for today. So repeat after me. Yatha prayanti samyanti. Yatha prayanti samyanti. Sroto vegena balukaha. Sroto vegena balukaha. Samyujyante viyujyante samyujyante viyujyante tatha kalena dehinaha tatha kalena dehinaha. Vaishnavis. Thank you. So there are almost all Sanskrit words are familiar here. Dehana means body, kala means time, and Srota means ocean, or lord of streams, or river, and Vegena means agitation, emotion, or altogether force of waves. Okay, so translation given by Srila Prabhupada. O king, are small particles of sand sometimes come together and are sometimes separated due to the force of the waves. The living entities who have accepted material bodies sometimes come together and are sometimes separated by the force of time. Please repeat after me. O King, are small particles of sand sometimes come together and are sometimes separated due to the force of the waves. The living entities who have accepted material bodies sometimes come together and are sometimes separated by the force of time. Thank you. And we can see this sometimes separated and sometimes come together, even here in Mayapur. Kartik time, and all devotees come here, there, like bringing by the force of time here for Kartik. And then after Garo Purnima, that's it. They all washed away from Mayapur. And the same wave we experience during August and September for Janmashtami, we all come here and we all stay here just for some time to be washed away by the June or May after Narasimha Chaturdashi. So this is our waves. We are like sands. Devotee just was here. Hare Krishna, she's just washed away by the force of time. She's not, or he is not here anymore. So that is our bodies here and there. And translation and purport by His Divine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The misunderstanding of the conditioned soul is the bodily conception of life. The body is material, but within the body is the soul. This is spiritual understanding. So what is the spiritual understanding? The body is material, and within the body is the soul. Unfortunately, says Prabhupada, one who is in ignorance under the spell of material illusion accepts the body to be the self. He cannot understand that the body is matter. Like small particles of sand, bodies come together and are separated by the force of time. And people falsely lament for unification and separation. I'm wondering how we lament about unification, because usually we lament for separation. But here Srila Prabhupada says, people falsely lament for unification and separation. So let me give you some very common example. So separation. Oh, why do I not married to that man? So this is lamentation in separation. And there is another example. So why do I married to that man? That is lamentation in unification. Okay, so people falsely lament for unification and separation. Unless one knows this, there is no question of happiness. So there is no question of happiness until we know that we lament falsely because we are not with bodies. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, this is the first instruction given by the Lord. So what is the first instruction given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita? Dehinosmin yadha dehi kaumaram yavanam jaraha tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Next sentence, given by Srila Prabhupada, the famous one. We are not the body. We are spiritual beings trapped in the body. So, congratulations, we are all trapped in these bodies. This is our prison for a while. There is a hope, but we will see what kind of hope do we have. Okay, so we are trapped in the body. So our real interest lies to understanding this simple fact. Srila Prabhupada wants us to understand this simple fact. We are trapped here. We are not enjoyers here. We're just trapped. Otherwise, okay, then, Srila Prabhupada says, we can make further spiritual progress. So this is kind of a main point in Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam. We are not these bodies, we are trapped in these bodies, and unless we understand and realize it, there is no hope for further spiritual advancement. Then we can make, if we understand, then we can make further spiritual progress. Otherwise, if we remain in the bodily conception of life, if we remain in the bodily conception of life, our miserable material existence will continue forever. Political adjustments, social welfare work, medical assistance, and the other programs we have manufactured for peace and happiness will never endure. And then, is it kind of blessing from Srila Prabhupada? He says here, we shall have to undergo the sufferings of material life one after another. Therefore, material life is said to be dukhalayam ashashvatam. It is a reservoir of miserable condition. So we know that the Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada even says that Krishna is a storehouse for all pleasure. And here he says, material life is a reservoir of miserable condition. This is the end of the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om agyant mirandasya agyananjana shalakaya chakshura miritam yena tasmaya shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manondishtam stapitam yena bhutale Своям рупака дамах ям дадати с вам падантикам вандихам шри гуру шри юта падакамалам шри гуру вайшнавам шча шри рупа сагража там сахагана рагнатам нитам там садживам садвайтам савадхутам париджана сахитам кришна чайтанья девам шри рада кришна падам сахагана лалитам шри вишакхан витам шча хе кришна каруна синдху дина бандху джагатпате Shagopikanta, Radhakanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhano Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So yesterday we were celebrating Radhashtami. And as it already was mentioned by Tirthankara Prabhu, I guess, it was Tirthankara Prabhu, yes. He says that usually Srila Prabhupada didn't talk much about Radharani or about Radhashtami. The only things Srila Prabhupada said about Radharani, there are only maybe two or three points. Srila Prabhupada usually said that Radharani is a pleasure-giving potency of Krishna, bas. Or he said, we should pray to Radharani. We should pray to Radharani, because if Radharani would be pleased, it is very easy to approach Krishna. So that's the only few points usually Srila Prabhupada said about Radhashtami and Radharani. Sometimes he even bewildered devotees saying, okay, said Srila Prabhupada, today is the birthday of Hladini Shakti. Can you imagine the birthday of Hladini Shakti? Of Shakti, of energy. You see, so yesterday was the day of Hladini Shakti. So we should pray to Radharani. And we received one very nice prayer from our senior devotees. I would like to share it with you. So just to finish our Radharani Katha started 1 week ago by Vakreshwari Mataji, just let's just pray. So very nice prayer. We pray you all have wonderful Radhashtami celebrations, meditating and praying to our Divine Mother, Srimati Radharani, for blessings to increase our purity in devotional service, to be able to please her Lord Krishna. And there is a message from Srila Prabhupada. He left this message in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's also a little bit about Radhashtami, so I would like to share it with you. So that is a message for us from Srila Prabhupada. When he finished the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote down this message right after he finished the last word of the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said, this commentation has been finished in our New Delhi center today. And there was only one New Delhi center that time. It was 40 years ago. And now we know that in New Delhi there are... How many centers are in New Delhi? I know three. I don't know. Wow, 13. Hare Krishna. But here Srila Prabhupada says, this commentation has been finished in our New Delhi center, means one, today, the 1st of September, 1976, the day of Radhashtami, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Acharyas. I am attempting to present Srimad Bhagavatam in the English language by the order of my spiritual master, Srimad Bhaktidanta Sarasvati Thakur, and by his grace, the work of translation is gradually progressing, and the European and American devotees who have joined the Krishna Conscious Movement are helping me considerably, said Srila Prabhupada, they are helping me considerably. So thus, we have expectations, said Srila Prabhupada. So what kind of expectations? We have expectations of finishing the great task before my passing away. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So he had expectation to finish commentary for Srimad Bhagavatam, but by the grace of his spiritual master, but it hadn't happened. So now with Russian devotees, we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam for some years, and now we are in the 13th chapter or the 10th canto. And this is the last chapter Srila Prabhupada commented when he was here. Okay, so maybe he didn't finish Srimad Bhagavatam, But we know that everything what he wanted to say is in the first canto. And if you are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, you may even find out that everything what Srila Prabhupada wanted to say is in the each and every purport. So each and every purport has enough for our spiritual progress. So let's go back to the purport and try to understand what Srila Prabhupada wants us to realize. So there are two main points here Srila Prabhupada makes. And one is material relationship means lamentation. This is one point. And another point is bodily conception of life means miseries. It's a very funny purport, yeah? Full of miseries and lamentations. Okay. So this is a very simple spiritual mathematic. Body plus body means enjoying? No. Body plus body equals lamentations. Very simple spiritual mathematic. And another point is that political adjustments plus social welfare work plus medical assistance never equals peace and happiness. Never, ever. Even if we hope that they will do it. Because you see, even in Mayapur, we are trying, I mean, our management is trying their best. We have political adjustments, we have social, we are trying to develop social welfare work, yeah? We are trying to develop medical assistance, and that is great, just great. We cannot live without that. But Srila Prabhupada says here that it doesn't, I mean, it's not equal peace to peace and happiness. There is no peace and happiness in that. So Srila Prabhupada wants us to get rid of that bodily conception of life. The question is how? Because he says here, bodily conception of life is just miseries. Brings us to the miserable condition. Okay, this is negative instruction. What is the positive instruction? How to get rid of that bodily conception of life? We have one answer always, chant Hare Krishna, okay? And there is another answer given by Srila Prabhupada as well. So that answer is, if you want to get rid of that bodily conception of life, if you want to go to that eternal life, build up your eternal relationship. As far as you will develop your material relationship, there will be miseries and lamentations, for sure. But if you would like to be away of that, you should build your spiritual relationship. And spiritual relationship means, you know, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says that every businessman knows that to start my business, I need my money. Mm-mm. No. Money is okay, yeah, we always welcome money, but every businessman knows that to start your business, you need your relationship with others who would like to start the same business. And we all need this. We all need this relationship. We all need this family or net of our relationship. And how to prove it in our everyday life? For example, I have my money. It's okay. And I will give you one example from my life. And one of my daughters are studying abroad now. And I have to pay for this and that and that. And by the grace of the Lord, my family has some money to pay for her expenses abroad. But the thing is that from our account, we cannot pay by some rules and regulations of our bank. So I have money, but I cannot pay. So what I had to do, I had to find a devotee who has proper account to pay for my daughter's expenses. So I gave him rupees, And he paid in pounds. So without that relationship, I couldn't pay. Even if I have money, I couldn't pay anywhere, anyway. It's just, you know, the question of relationship you have. So that's how it was possible to pay all my all money. And another example from Mayapur life is, for example, we just came back to Mayapur. And by the way, we will be washed away for the next 2 weeks, and then we will come back again, and then we will be washed away for Vrindavan, and then we will come back. But anyway, we just came back to Mayapur. And I was wandering around the temple, and I was thinking, well, I really would like to have a plate of Mahaprasadam. But, you know, my family now is very small, because part of the family is abroad. So my family now is very small. I don't want to book this huge plate of Mahaprasadam from our deities, but I really want to take Mahaprasadam. While I was thinking like that, I reached our community hall, and there were devotees taking prasadam, just prasadam, very nice prasadam, local prasadam. And I just was sitting with them, chatting. They were taking prasadam. I didn't want that prasadam. I wanted Mahaprasadam, so I didn't take prasadam. I was sitting there and just was chatting with devotees. And they were taking prasadam, prasadam from community hall. So everyone was with this plate, and I was without any plate because I didn't want to. I want Maha. So then what happened? One beautiful, nicely looking lady started to move towards me with a huge plate, shining plate of, you know, this tray or metal, big metal plate, yeah, shining one. And you know, if you are from Western countries or from Russia, you know that if you are taking prasadam, if you are sitting on the feast, and you can see the nice lady who are moving towards you with a huge shining plate, with a beautiful smile on her face. That means that she's trying to collect money for Sunday feast. You know, this huge tray for collecting money. So this beautiful lady with a smile was coming to me, and I was thinking, oh my God, I even not taking prasadam. Why should I pay? Why she would like to have some donation from me? I am not taking prasadam. And she was coming towards me, smiling, and I said, okay, do I have money, some money to just to, you know, reciprocate her beautiful smile and so on. And she came and she said, that was very traditional beginning for collecting donations. Mataji, Panchatattva likes you so much. Yes, I said. They are waiting for you. Yes. And I was trying to understand how she will move on that money part, donation, you know. And she said, so that's why we have one plate of Maha for you from Panchatattva. And she take, and I couldn't see, but on this huge metal tray, there was a leaf plate with, full of Maha from Panchatattva. So she just take that leaf plate, put it nearby me, and went away. So you see, I mean, my point is you even don't need money to take prasadam here in Mayapur. Prasadam just comes to you because of your relationship with Krishna and devotees. Okay, and so we are in the middle of spiritual mathematics. Body plus body equals lamentation, and political adjustment, social welfare, and medical assistance doesn't equal to peace and happiness. So what is the solution? And here Srila Prabhupada says, this word is dukha alayam ashashvatam. Dukha alayam means alayam of dukha, the place of miseries. But Okay, we used to that. It's not a big problem. But the problem is, why it's Dukhalayam, Dukhalayam? Why it's a place of miseries? Because of Ashashvatam. It's temporary. Why, I mean, we are attached to temporary things. That's why we experience that miseries. We attach to our parents, children, whatever, friends. And if that material attachment, Hare Krishna, you will get miseries. For example, my daughter is now away and I am attached to her. And I feel miserably because I am attached to her. It's positive attachment, okay? Anyway. Okay, so what is the solution? And by the way, it doesn't mean that I should not lament for her, for my daughter, because she is away from me. No, we have to lament because this power of lamentation comes from spiritual world. But there, they lament for something different. You know what pure devotees are lamenting for? We know it from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Kunti is lamenting. Vipadakshantu takshashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavatak darshanam yat yat apunar bhava darshanam. I want these calamities come again and again because I would like to see you again. And seeing you means I cannot see anymore this material existence. In other words, the pure devotee always lament of Krishna being away because of his separation of Krishna. And this power of lamentation we should use in our relationship for Krishna. And we should lament. And I am lamenting for my daughter because she is away, and she is away of devotee's family. Because I do lament about her, and not because I'm materially attached to her. I do attach, but what to do? But I lament for her because she's away of all that family of devotees he got here when she was here. So please pray for her so she would find that family of devotees again, because she's alone there. There is no devotees out around her. Please pray for her. So we should lament for her and pray for her. That is how we should use our power of lamentation. So, and why this mic doesn't want to work? Because it's time. And by the force of time, we should finish soon. So, the last point we would like to make here, what is the solution? We have miseries because of our temporary relationship. And I would like to ask you, do you ever experienced permanent feeling of being out of time, when time doesn't exist, and when you're out of this world? I think we have that experience, because when we are chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Time doesn't exist anymore. So, Srila Prabhupada says, there is only one way to escape, and there is no other ways, and this way is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you so much. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Were you making a point that on the material level, there's material relationships not based on Krishna consciousness, there's lamentation, but in spiritual life, relationships bring us to Krishna? If we can have relationships, not that we negate relationships, but we cultivate devotional relationships that bring us to Krishna. Is that what I was hearing you say? Maybe you could comment on that.
Material relationship means miseries, and devotional relationship means happiness. So, but there is a trick there. And Srila Prabhupada once said a very strange thing. Once he said, first devotee should build up his relationship with Krishna. And then he will be able to start to build his relationship with devotees. It's so interesting point, yeah? So what he's saying basically, as kanishthas, we have to be really fanatic and enthusiastic to build our relationship with Krishna. And as soon as we will get at least some glimpse of our relationship with Krishna, we are ready to become madhyama adhikaris and build our relationship with others. That is a trick. But from another point of view, we cannot build our relationship with Krishna unless we have our sangha. So that is spiritual mathematic. It's kind of contradictory, but we have to deal with that. Are you okay? Yes.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Now, this happiness and distress is because of this material body. And you know, this mind is matter. So I have been always inquisitive about this aspect, that mind being matter, how it is actually, it is a matter, it is a dumb matter, mind. So how it is managing this soul? How a dumb matter can manage this soul? Hare Krishna.
It's a spiritual sport. Okay, so thank you for your question. But there are many questions inside your one comment, so I will get only one question, okay, the first one. So if mind is matter or not? Very nice question, thank you so much, because mind is quite different from our body. For example, this body, if we have bodily relationship, body is here, we have relationship. Body is not here, we don't have relationship. But mind is more subtle. That's why even if the body of my daughter is not here, still in my mind I have my relationship with her. So it's just more subtle thing. So that's why we have our gross bodies and it's just miseries, okay? We have with our subtle mind, and on the subtle level we are more developed, let's say, yeah? It's not that obvious that we are separated or united. It all depends on our mind. So it is matter, but it's subtle matter. But because of that division, this is gross body and gross matter, and this is subtle body and subtle matter, we can have a glimpse or understanding of how it is to be on the spiritual level, not on the gross, not on the subtle, but on the spiritual. Because on the spiritual level, the only what matters is always remember Krishna and never forget him, yeah? And because we know our mind, that our mind, actually, for our mind doesn't matter if your body is here or not. Our mind depends on what we are thinking about. That's why we have this, our main rule, yeah? Satatam kitayantamam, and always remember Krishna and never forget about him. So that's how we can lift our mind up and have a glimpse of spiritual realm or spiritual abode. Because you see, for example, yesterday or the day before yesterday, there was Radhashtami, and there were a lot of ladies on their mission. They were doing bouquets and vases. And I couldn't do that because I cannot differentiate between one flower and another flower. So there is no use of me doing that service about bouquets and vases with all flowers. So what could I do? Nothing. I could only remember Krishna, seeing how they serve him. So that was my pleasure. I couldn't do anything, but at least I was watching them, and that was my pleasure. So mind is matter, but it's subtle matter, and it may give us an understanding how it is to be in the up level, not on the gross level. So there were more questions after this one, yeah? But I don't remember them.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Thanks for having patience to it. The mind is a matter. How it is controlling the soul? Managing the soul, you can say.
How the mind is managing the soul. I'm sorry, I guess we have to finish because devotees are coming in. So I guess they have some program here. So, and your question is a question for another whole seminar. And I hope you will research it and you will give us that seminar. Thank you so much. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.